The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and as always, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. You know, from time to time, I meet some clients that I actually really enjoy their company, and that's a really good percentage of the people. And I really, really, really enjoy this gentleman that's here with me today. His name is Will Pierce, and his wife's name is Joanne, and I met them actually by accident, because Joanne's father called me because he listened to the radio show from probably three stations ago that we were on. Because it didn't start on 960. We started on 1100. And then we went to the Double Wide Network. So I got a phone call from this really nice gentleman, and he said he wanted to buy a Hyundai. So we got to the dealership, and we put everything together, and we're all done, and he just says he's on the phone with his daughter. So his daughter gets on the phone. Says, can I come and get one too? And Will's smiling and he's laughing. And Joanne came down and they actually bought two cars. And Joanne actually had a problem with the car that she bought. And Hyundai gave her a really, really little amount of assistance to get her out of the car. It was more help from the general manager than it actually was from Hyundai to get her out of the car that she was having the problem with, rather than going through the lemon law. So it's one car for John, two cars for John, one car for Steven, two cars for Steven, because Molly and Steven got a car that they traded in. Then Will has one car. Will has two cars. And Joanne's probably gotten four Hyundais?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's 10 cars in the family. And they're all, it's just a pleasure to deal with people like this. And I'm not the salesman in the car dealership. So if you have a problem and I helped you buy your car and you have an issue or you have a question, I may not answer the phone, but I will always call you back if you leave a message. So I got an email from Will a couple of days ago, and it was a really nice picture of a 2022 Hyundai Elantra that was T-boned. And it was his father-in-law's car that I recently helped him get. And we're hoping that the car is a total loss, because it's hit hard enough that you probably don't want it fixed. And what helped was the airbags went off, a couple of them. So what I really want to talk about today is A, Will, Joanne's and John's experience with what they've been trying to accomplish with the insurance company, what I've dealt with insurance companies, and the most important thing that I'm going to say before Will starts telling us the story is, you don't want to find out what you don't have when you need it. And before Will takes over, I want to just reach out and send a very special shout out to my friends Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. And their number is 602-722-9151. Good morning, Will.
Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning to you. Well, the story starts out rather simply. We're having Sunday dinner, and we make some sort of a comment about accidents, just in passing, just part of the dinner conversation. And 8 o'clock the following morning, I get a call. And I don't recognize the number, and normally I wouldn't even answer it if I don't recognize the number.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. And I decided I would. And sure enough, it was John. And John says, first off, I'm okay. You know what that means. But he's okay. He says, I've been in an accident. I said, is everybody okay? I want to know that for at least two more times, that everybody's okay. Because it's just too strange that he should just call me to tell me that he's been in an accident. And as it were, he was
minding his own business.
Oh, of course he was. Of course he was. That's what
driving
he does.
Like a normal person.
That's all he can do.
Yep.
he's practiced at this. That's all he knows to do. And he was taking his puppy to the doctor's. A routine exam, and then she was going to be groomed. He turns left, and sure enough, and of course his light was green. There was no option. It was either red or green, and he's more than halfway into the intersection, and here she comes.
Bam. Boom.
And sure enough, he got hit hard. Now, oddly enough, the airbags went off on the opposite side, which they're supposed to, point of impact. But he didn't get shaken too much by it, and enough that there was a witness. Oh, keep this in mind. Look around, find out anybody who could possibly help you in identifying what was going on at the time. Witnesses are a godsend.
Now, I'm going to interject a little bit because I got the same phone call at 11:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. And it's my daughter at 11:30 on a Sunday. That's not a good thing because I love my daughter to death. She's a great kid, but she's not one of these, hey, Dad, how you doing kind of things. It was, hey, Dad, what are you doing? Not how you doing, what are you doing? Well, I'm just watching TV. She says, well, I just had an accident. So I jumped in the car, and the accident was, I live at 67th Avenue. She was at 23rd Avenue, right off of Happy Valley. I live right off of Happy Valley. So I'm driving to the scene, and I asked her, first of all, are you okay? She says, yeah, I'm okay. And I get there, and thank God I didn't drive past and see this accident, because when John said bam, and I said boom. The new word was blasted. She was driving down, heading east on Happy Valley, and the gentleman ran the green arrow and turned right into her. So the arrow was red. He thought he could beat her through the intersection. Well, he T-boned. Shouldn't say T-boned. John got T-boned. He got hit right in the middle. My daughter got hit right in the front fender of her car, popped the airbags, ripped off the front bumper, fluids everywhere, front wheel bent in, pushed back, and she was okay. But I explained to her, you need to go get checked out because when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to feel like you got hit by a bus. Because you're telling me your chest hurts a little bit, and you're telling me your hand hurts a little bit. Well, that's what happens when you lock your hands on the airbag. And I always tell people, an airbag is a SRS. Supplemental is the most important of an airbag. Supplemental replacement system. That means when the airbag goes off, it works in restraint system. Well, I think I said replacement. You lock yourself in the seat in the accident and the airbag hits you. You do not want to fly into an airbag. It used to make me crazy. One of my dear friends stuck a quarter in his seatbelt receiver so that the car would start dinging. But the importance of this conversation that John and I are having is we want people to be aware of what actually happens when you have an accident and what you have to be able to deal with. So the most important thing was John was okay.
Indeed. And being okay, he immediately went into the mode, is everybody else okay? So he obviously checks his puppy first, which he should. And then he goes after everybody else that may be involved. But in that process, here comes a witness who happened to be behind him at the time, who had a clear vision of what was going on prior to and during the accident. She was kind enough to stop. She was kind enough to loan him her phone, which, by the way, phones and driving are not a good combination. So we should really try to avoid those as much as
possible.
What
do you mean? Is tractor driver a bad thing?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Let's talk about the I-10 in Chandler last week.
You saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't even slow down. Yeah. Five people.
About five people?
Yeah.
Yeah. And didn't see it. Didn't even see it coming. And you have to wonder. I see this all the time. People running lights at the intersection. It's clearly red. There's no way.
And they beep at you when you're running through the light.
Yeah. And they make the comment, the officer made the comment. He says, ma'am, the light can't be green both ways.
You know, it's funny that you brought up the police. If you're involved in a collision, this is it's exactly what John said. Now, a friend of mine called me the other day that his son was involved in a car accident. And the person, as soon as the accident happened, took responsibility for what happened. Wow. And the only problem was, by the time the father showed up, the police were now there, and the father basically told his child what to say. So what the child said to the police officer was completely different from what he said to the young man who was involved in the accident when the police weren't there. Now, the only thing that was a little bit of a help to my friend Scott was he happens to be a police officer. And it's going to turn out that his son will probably now take the blame for the accident that was involved. I won't probably spend the whole show today talking about car insurance because it's that much of a big deal. But I want to send out a very special thanks to my friend Joey Staples in Earnhardt Honda, located at 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. You know, the business that I have, and I just noticed something. I do a lot of business with a lot of different car dealerships, and it doesn't matter where I go. But what I will tell you, it always works a little bit better when I go someplace that I know the people, rather than trying to go someplace and get them to understand what it is that I know about the car business before we go into the break. I just want to let you know the easiest way to reach me. It's 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience the no bull difference. It's our way of doing business where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101 or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I was trying to get Will to do the intro, and he's like, I'm not doing that. You know, and it is. When I start, I've been doing this for 12 years. And if you followed the show, I don't take phone calls. You can call me whenever you want. It's 602-525-1370. The only reason I don't take calls is because years ago we started to take phone calls, and the first phone call that we got was a gentleman that wanted to know what our thoughts were on buying a 287,000-mile Ford pickup truck. I don't have a thought about that. But before we keep going and talking about this insurance, I want to send out a very special thanks, and Will knows this gentleman very well. Adam Breen at Earnhardt Santan Hyundai, and they are located at 3251 South Autoway in Gilbert, Arizona. So we were talking about insurance, and I was talking the story about my daughter. We were talking the story about Will. You know, my daughter had an incident once where somebody rear-ended her, and they took off after they hit her. I was so furious that I made the mistake of calling the police. And we called the non-emergency number because I know that rather than dialing 911. So when I got there, there was a Phoenix Highway Patrolman there. And my daughter was there. And what I was upset about was that somebody hit her and not only told her to pull over and she'd pull over with her, took off, smiled, and waved to her as she left. So it's just, you know, you have to understand something. If you get into an accident and it's your fault, there's a really good chance you're going to be sued. It's just the society that we have begun to live in. So fortunately for my daughter, she got hit. There was no major. And what annoyed me was it was probably a half-inch scratch on her back bumper. And what scratched the back bumper was probably a license plate frame on the front of the Jeep that hit her. But what bugged me a little bit was, A, based on the damage that's on the car, the police are not going to get involved. Now, it was pretty good. She had 6 of the 7 digits of the license plate and a Jeep Wrangler that was yellow. You would think they could get the person that did this. They don't. And I was okay with it, but what I didn't think of, a half-inch scratch now puts my daughter's car, because there's a police report, now shows accident reported on the Carfax. So I'm not telling people don't call your insurance company. I'm not telling people don't call the police. Most important thing of God, you know, if you're in an accident, is that everybody's safe and nobody's hurt. So now John has the accident. Everybody's okay. The car's not drivable. It's got 2 windows that I think are gone. I actually went and looked at the car. I'm hoping for the sake of the family that the car's a total loss. There's an A pillar, there's a B pillar, there's a C pillar. The roof's a little bent. The B pillar where the doors latch from the front and hinge from the rear, that panel's kind of pushed in. The door's pushed into where the seat is kind of mushed a little bit. The glass is out. And it's just, do you really want that car put back together? But you're at the mercy of the body shop and the insurance company. You can't call up and say to the insurance company, I don't care that you want to fix it. The car's totaled. I want the car totaled. Doesn't necessarily work that way. So now what Will's going to talk about is, when was this accident?
Last Monday.
So now you all know that we record the radio shows on Tuesday. So you're going to hear from us on Saturday. And this is now 8 days, Monday to Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's actually 9 days, but you got to take out the Martin Luther King Day and the weekends, because adjusters don't sometimes go out on the weekends, and they certainly probably didn't work for the holiday. What's the insurance company said so far?
They will send someone out to do their analysis, their inspection, in a couple of weeks. So perhaps week after next.
Okay.
Will be the soonest that it's looked at.
And part of this issue is everybody's short-staffed. Everybody. Sure. I don't care what business it is. Now, I went through this situation where I was hit in a parking lot and the young man took off. And I just was not one to sit there, so I jumped in my car. Now, he's driving a Toyota pickup truck, and I'm driving a 440-horsepower Mustang. It wasn't much of a chase. I had him pulled over within 2 blocks of the parking lot. Now, I probably drove in a manner that I probably shouldn't have, but there was nobody else on the road. So when I pulled the young man over, I asked him for his license, his insurance, and his registration. He refused to give me his driver's license, but he did give me his insurance card, and he did give me the registration to the vehicle, and those two items were in mom and dad's name. He had mom and dad's truck, and the way that he hit my car was he crumpled the bumper, broke my taillight, but didn't damage the rear deck lid and didn't damage the quarter panel. So it's pretty simple. I'm going to need a new bumper. I'm going to need a taillight. The taillight's $900 and some odd. The bumper is over $1,000 before it's painted or anything. So when people have accidents and they take $300 to $500 in cash from the person that hit them because they think there's nothing really wrong with the car, big, big mistake. So I get a phone. I call my insurance company. I make a claim. And my agent's a good friend of mine. He says, Gary, what's going to probably happen is your insurance company is going to pay for your damage. His insurance company is going to pay for his pass. So a couple of days later, I get a phone call from his insurance company. And she starts asking me the questions. Do you have photos from the accident? Well, how could I take photos if I was chasing him because he took off? And after the third or fourth time of her asking me that, I finally said, the only photos I have are the damage to my vehicle, the damage to his vehicle. Now, my question to you is, did my insurance company reach out to you, or did his parents reach out to you? I said, your insurance company reached out to us. And after talking to her a little bit, she says, Mr. Green, we're going to accept responsibility. Our insurance company is going to take care of this. And the sad part was I had to go through my insurance company because I had a car that was less than a year old, and they wanted to put recycled parts. Okay, so in Gary's world, recycled parts mean they're going to a junkyard. They're buying a bumper that they're going to refinish, and they're buying a used taillight, which means if there's a small little scratch in the taillight, I've got a taillight with it. So my friend Ronnie Starling at Streamline Collision was taking care of this, and he said, Gary, don't worry about it. If they send used parts, I'm going to promise you, I'll get new parts because I'll find that little scratch and I'll tell them I'm not accepting the parts. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and it's area code 602-525-1370. Will's going to be with me for the rest of the show. We're going to continue talking about the insurance. He's going to continue to tell you what's going on with his family, with what's going on. The easiest way to reach me, once again, it's 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Rodeo Ford at 13680 West Test Drive in Goodyear, Arizona. It's very important. The last thing I'm going to say about insurance, because I'm shutting up the whole next segment and letting Will speak, is don't find out what you don't have when you need it.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. Want to send out a very special shout-out to Rich and Troy at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. We were talking about insurance, and the most important thing is to know what you have. Now, I made a mistake that I had motorcycle insurance, and I bought my insurance online, and I didn't realize that in the policy that I bought online, I didn't click on the box that said uninsured, underinsured motorist. You don't drive in the state of Arizona without that coverage. You don't drive in the state of Arizona if you're a homeowner with the state limited limits of liability, the low end. So, Will,
you can't.
What happens if you're driving a car and you're the car that's not paying attention and you hit the guy in front of you at the light and he hits the guy in front of them at the light and he hits the guy in front of him at the light, he hits the guy in front of him. Now you have a five-car collision. Yeah. Whose insurance is paying for all of that damage?
Car number one.
Car number one. Now, the last thing that I'm going to say is when you're involved in an accident and you're dealing with the insurance company and your car is probably going to be totaled, do not go out and buy a new car until you have the money in your hand. Now, my friend Neil Brooks, I love him to death, but he goes, "Oh, Gary, don't worry about it. The car's totaled." Well, guess what? The car was totaled. We went out and got the new car. He didn't have the check in his hand yet. When we went to get the new Palisade, he buys the car, and 2 days later, I get a phone call from the body shop. The kid didn't have enough insurance to cover the damage on the Palisade, so it's going back to his insurance company. His insurance company's now coming out to look at the car because they don't want to total it. Now, I don't particularly want to have an 800-mile, $55,000 car, tax title license out the door that the front wheel was knocked off of, and they have to basically cut a bunch of the front of the car off and weld new components in. Know what you have, and please make sure you are insured correctly.
Well, and that's a very good point. And the reality is when you sign up for insurance, they're going to send you a document. It's got to be 50 pages or 75 pages. Most of it's boilerplate. Every contract, every insurance uses the same verbiage. But what's important is that chart. You will find a chart, and it will provide the declaration of coverage.
It's called the declaration page or the deck page, and it's exactly what Will just said. It's going to tell you what cars you have, what your liabilities are, what your coverages are, what your deductibles are, and if you have full coverage glass insurance, if you have roadside assistance, if you have medical insurance. So
in this day and age, the bottom line is, if you're not properly covered, you are accepting risk that you may not be able to pay.
Risk responsible is the term I use.
There you go. That answers it all. And when it's all said and done, is that what you want? For a few dollars more, you get the coverage you need to be sure that you are covered for any situation. It's just that simple. The risk out there today is almost ridiculous. Those that are driving without insurance are putting all of us at risk.
Driving underinsured.
Underinsured.
You're putting yourself at risk.
Yes. And then what? Then what do you do? You get a second on the house?
Because what house? You just lost the house because you didn't have the right insurance. Yes. So when, you know, people, it makes me crazy when they step over dollars to pick up nickels.
Mm-hmm.
Because insurance, okay, I've had car insurance, and I laugh about car insurance, because you get your driver's license in New York at 16. They tell you when you get to 18, you're going to get a discount on your insurance, because now you're 18 and you've taken driver's ed. And then they tell you when you're 21, your insurance goes down. And then they tell you when you're 25, your insurance goes down. Then they tell you when you're married, your insurance is going to go down again. You see where I'm going with this? Your insurance doesn't go down. Okay. And then what ends up happening is you go from driving a car that was 12 grand to now you bought a new car that's $60,000. The most important thing about insurance, and I tell people to do this, if you're going car shopping and you don't have the greatest driving record, or you're with a high-risk insurance company and you're jumping from a $25,000 car to a $50,000 car, I'm not saying that your insurance is going to double, but there's a pretty good chance your comprehensive and your collision insurance is going to go up. My name's Gary Green, host of the show. Easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friend Adam Breen at Santan Hyundai. They're located at 3252 South Auto Way in Gilbert, Arizona.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, very special thanks to my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead, located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. I was telling Will, you know, something that I realized is the sponsors that I have from the radio show, the friends that I have in the car business, I've always found it's a little bit easier, okay, to try to work with these dealerships that are not publicly traded companies. My business is all about relationships. I don't like going places that I don't know anybody. And to give you an example, I got a phone call from somebody that wanted me to help their daughter get a car. And his daughter was a little timid and didn't want to call me. So he said, I'm going to have my daughter call you because I don't call people. So what does his daughter do? She sends me an email. If you've been listening to the radio show, you know by now, I always ask, please, 602-525-1370. Will's smiling because Will sent me an email the other day that I didn't see for the whole day because I don't. I do not get emails to my phone. And it has to do with the way that T-Mobile and Cox communicate. Because what would happen sometimes is I would open the email on my phone, and when I got home, it wasn't on the computer. Now, what do I do? Because me, like an idiot, when I opened the email, if I deleted it on my phone or sometimes even just looked at it, it wasn't there. It's now in the cloud somewhere. So the young lady sends a very nice email, and I reach out to her. So she sends me the email, I call, and we have a nice conversation. So I told her the next day I was going to go look at a car for her, and I had another car in mind, and we had a little bit of a conversation, and I asked her, please call me at 3 o'clock tomorrow. I'll let you know what I find out. Now, one thing you have to know about me is if I ask you to call me and you don't call back, I'm not going to follow up. I don't chase people. I'm not a salesman in a car dealership to see what you're thinking. Okay, I'll call Will to say hello sometimes, but it ain't about buying a car, except when I told him about this new XRT, he's like, great. Can we get one of those?
And it's beautiful.
The girl never called me back after I sent her the text about the cars that I found. And I was okay with that. And I reached out to the dad and I said, hey, just to keep the dad in the loop because he made the introduction, I don't want you to think I forgot about your daughter, but she didn't respond to my text and I'm okay with that. So he writes back, thanks, okay. So what does he do the next day? He sends me a text that basically states, his daughter didn't like what I had to say because I was being honest with her, not telling her what she wanted to hear. And I was, okay, no harm, no foul. And he sends me a link to a car dealership that I refuse to go to. I won't go there. I told him if he offered me $5,000 to go, I'm not going. I don't go to places that I don't feel comfortable with because I know how they operate. So I opened up the link and up pops the car dealership. It's on a third party website, whether it was Auto Trader, Cars.com or what. But I did pull up that dealership's website today and I explained to the gentleman, feel free to go to that dealership. It looks like a nice car, but I'm not interested in going there with you. Price exclude, this is the disclaimer. All advertised vehicles are subject to actual dealer availability. Certain vehicles listed may not be available or may have different prices. Prices exclude state tax, license, dock fee of $599, $249 for 3M door edge guards, smog fee, finance charges if applicable, vehicle options and prices are subject to change. Prices include all dealer rebates and dealer incentives. Pricing and availability varies by dealership. Please check with the dealer for more information. This is the best part. The additional price of $1,295 on this dealership's website will not appear on third-party websites or aftermarket products installed. Prices do not include dealer add-ons or accessories unless otherwise stated on the vehicle description page. Internet pricing is good for retail transactions only, not for brokers or wholesalers, and is only available for prime lender financing obtained through the dealer. Non-prime and cash transactions will increase in an increase in price. Internet price is subject to change for out-of-state buyers. Any and all transactions must be in Maricopa County in Arizona. Second key, floor mats, owner's manuals may not be available on pre-owned vehicles. While every reasonable effort is made to ensure the accuracy of this data, we are not responsible for any errors or omissions contained on these pages. Now, I'm not going to pick on them because Will actually bought a car there before, I think before we met.
Oh, it was like my last life.
And it's why I don't go to all these places. I don't like to go places that play these games. Now, I did get a very nice text from the young lady that she said to me, I just wanted to let you know me and my dad went and looked at that car and we bought it. Well, I'm happy for you. And all I wrote back was, I wish you the best with your new vehicle. I'm glad you got taken care of. Okay. What happens sometimes is I get these phone calls from people that their kids went and did this and dad went with them and they wake up the next day with the really bad buyer's remorse. I am not going to fight for you at a car dealership after you purchased the car. Okay, it's not what I do. I help people buy cars. I don't fight. I'm a little person. I'm not going to fight a multi-million dollar company. Now, if I think they did something that is absolutely out of line, I'm going to tell you what they did. But remember, you sign a piece of paper that basically states on there, you will mediate through arbitration. You will not get a lawyer if there's a problem. And I will tell you, if you go into a dealership and you're talking to the general manager and he is trying to rectify the situation and you're trying to rectify the situation and you throw out the word attorney, the instant you do that, 90% of the time the conversation is going to end. Now, I want Will to finish up with this insurance thing, because we talked about if you're in a five-car accident and you're the causer, you're paying for the other four cars. We talked about reading the declaration page. Remember, comprehensive, collision, liability, glass coverage, roadside assistance. What else is there? Oh, and medical insurance. You know, and a lot of people, because a lot of these things, the roadside assistance isn't expensive. But why would you buy roadside assistance through your insurance company if you have it through the manufacturer of the car? Okay. Why would you not buy glass coverage? Everybody has glass coverage in the state of Arizona. You have to have glass coverage. There's one little caveat to that. If you don't add the coverage, your deductible is now involved. And some of these windshields today are a couple of grand because of all the stuff that goes. There's a different windshield if you have a certain radio in your car.
And the technology built into the glass itself,
right.
Either for the cameras.
Yep.
And it has to go through a calibration process.
Yeah, my son-in-law went through that, and he actually called me 2 weeks after he got his windshield repaired. They haven't calibrated it. Well, what are you thinking? You're leaving tomorrow. Get in the car, go over to Earnhardt Honda, go speak to Richard. He's going to tell you how much it costs, and I'll get your windshield calibrated. Now, the insurance company has to pay for it, but how does a company as big as the company that put this windshield in replace a windshield and tell the young man after, by the way, we can't calibrate it right now?
It's not an option.
It's not an option.
You can't leave the parking lot without
right.
it being calibrated.
Right. Oh, you can, but none of your safety features are going to work.
And then who accepts the liability?
Yep.
You just open
up. Oh, you signed something that basically everything, and I can't say the word, but everything in this world that you sign that's involved in something with your car, it's a CYA.
Yep.
And their CYA, not yours. You have to learn what you are covered for. So where are we at with John right now? Just waiting for the insurance company.
Waiting for the insurance company to determine whether or not they're going to pay for repairing it, replacing it, or whatever. I mean, and to that point about the liability, it was very important that John not have any out-of-pocket expense because it was not his fault. There was a ticket involved, and it didn't go to him. So we wanted her insurance to be responsible for everything, including the car rental. And as it turns out, he's in a rental car right now, and he had to give them $50, which is fully refundable when he returns the car. All the charges, all the expenses are hers, and that's
the way they give you a claim number. Yeah. You actually have a claim number for the rental.
Yes. Yeah. So he's in reasonable shape right now. He didn't feel like there was too much trauma on his body, but it's always important to go to the doctor, go to the hospital, get checked out. Be sure that the doctors and the institution you go to understand you were in an accident so they can properly document their paperwork, because the end result is you have no idea how long it might take for a soft tissue injury to kick in. And then what? Then what do you do?
Now, the most important thing about what you just talked about, you go to a facility and you are examined and you get a bill for that. And if you're at the hospital and there's involvement, it's probably not a bad idea to have an attorney conversation. Now, when my daughter got hurt, I reached out to a friend of mine. He instructed what she did to do, and my daughter did what he told her. But I also told my daughter, if you get bills from these establishments, whether it's a chiropractor, a hospital, an urgent care, you need to pay any bills that you get that could possibly be part of a lawsuit. Because if you're waiting for the money for the lawsuit and they all of a sudden throw a collection account on your credit because you didn't pay the medical bill, it becomes your problem. Now, the sad part is we do, and I hate to say it like this, we live in a sue happy society. If you have a car accident and you are at fault, I would say it's better than a 50% chance that you are going to be sued. Okay? That's why you have insurance. Okay? You want to make sure that you are properly insured for what you need. Okay? I was telling Will during the break, my children are 27 and 30 years old. They got their driver's license when they were living at my ex-wife's house. So they were not on my insurance because their driver's license were not at my address. I did not. My kids have never driven mine or my wife's car because I do have uninsured, underinsured motorist, but there's a difference between uninsured and underinsured motorist and having drivers in your household that you didn't list. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show and the easiest way to reach me. I want to thank my friend Will Pierce for joining me today. Talk about this stuff in insurance. The important and the awareness is knowing what you're covered for when you need it and not find out you don't have it when you need it. Very special thanks to Coulter GMC Buick on Camelback, 1202 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona. You know, Will's going to be with me, obviously, next week, because when I do record the shows, sometimes I do two in a row. So he's going to be back to talk about other stuff other than insurance. And the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.